You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Let's get a recap from our buddy Mike Griffith. We saw him yesterday down at SEC Media Days.
Yeah.
He's been killing it, crushing it. Mike, man, it is good to have you back on the show. I want to ask you, first and foremost, before we get into some of this Georgia conversation that Mike and I have been talking about today, and by the way, big shout out to the SEC. They always do a good job at the SEC Media Days, and it was cool, to be quite honest, man. It's always cool to see. You think the SEC is a big deal, and then you go to SEC Media Days, and you see all the coverage, and you see all the people who come from around the country to cover what's going on with this conference. And I think it's kind of taken for granted sometimes, and then you realize, you know, from the smallest markets to the biggest markets are there. But let's talk to Mike Griffith. And, Mike, I want to ask you about what you heard, you know, what today, if we got anything from today. And then I want to get into some dog stuff. Kentucky's Mark Stoops, Arkansas Sam Pittman, Mike Elko, and then obviously Eli Drinkwitz was there as well from Mizzou. Today, wrap things up. Anything that stood out to you today?
Yeah, the only thing, you know, and I cut out last night after Bama in Florida. You know, I looked at the schedule and I said, man, Kentucky's the only team Georgia's going to play that's going to be there. I cut out. I started working on some Alabama stuff today. But I did notice Eli Drinkwitz put out this 30-team playoffs concept.
Yeah.
And, you know, before you laugh, which I laugh too, but it's like, well, if you think about it, what the Big Ten's proposing here with this, automatic qualifier model they like with – you know, four from the Big Ten, four from the SEC, two from the Big 12, two from the ACC, and then highest group of five. Well, part of the reason the Big Ten wants to do that is they want to open the doors up for play-in games and to establish what those teams are from each conference. So those are kind of like playoff games. If they're play-in games, technically they're playoff games. So that's kind of the concept, is to build some volume. So all Drink was saying is, hey, rather than doing the play-in game, just call them playoffs. Just make that part of the playoff. And so it's like, all right, I mean, I just don't think we're ready for that. Like, I need an in-between step. The 5-11 that I've seen pitched, that looks like the in-between step to me that the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC want. And, of course, you guys know the holdup on that is the Big Ten says, yeah, well, we're not signing off on that unless the SEC plays nine games. And it's like, well, you know, who made the Big Ten ruler of the world, right?
Right.
So this is kind of where we're stuck right now. But the concept that Drink pitched, you know, really isn't that different in effect than what would happen if we went with that playoff model that the Big Ten wanted. We just wouldn't call them playoff games. We'd call them play-in games, but they would certainly be part of the playoffs. So I know where Drink's going with it. I get it. Maybe one day we'll probably will get there. It seems like we're intent on trying to turn this into the NFL right before our eyes.
Yep.
But I'm not ready for that yet.
And that's the thing, Mike. You know, I get where Eli's going, to your point. I just don't want to see the regular season. Call me an old fart. I don't want to see the regular season devalued. You know, I think when Georgia plays Auburn, that should mean something. You know, when Alabama plays Tennessee, I just don't want to see this stuff all just kind of get washed where, you know, everybody's got four losses in this thing.
Yeah, you know, no offense to the Eli Manning and the New York Giants, but, you know, you don't want to see a 500 wild card team win a national title. I mean, to me, it was hard enough to swallow that, you know, Ohio State finished fourth in the Big Ten and got to host a first-round college football playoff game. Now, they were playing best at the end of the year, just like the Giants were back in Eli's day. But
couldn't beat Michigan.
Yeah, lost by double digits at home at that. And still got to host a game the next week. How about that? So it just – or the next game in the playoffs. So I'm with you. We like college football the way it is. We do. But the issue or the problem – is they're reaching for the lunatic fringe. They're looking for those people that only show up at the end of the year and watch the playoffs, and that kind of devalues, as you said, the regular season and the people that, you know, have been putting up the bucks and the money to go to these games and travel with these teams and boosters that have supported these programs. The student body loses out on this. I mean, how many students can travel through three rounds of playoffs, you know, really? So I'm with you, and yet it could be an economical deal where they go, well, hey, we need the inventory to make more money so we can pay these players and pay these coaches. I mean, something's got to give.
That's right.
Sure.
You're right. Mike Griffith, let me ask you this. I want to ask you, because Mike and I got into a great conversation. He's with Dog Nation guys, wrapping up SEC Media Days, just talking about all the things and the storylines coming out of this week. Let me ask you this. Do you trust the Georgia coaches? Put Kirby aside. Mike has a thing for Bobo and Stacey Searles, and we got it. And he said, I don't trust any of these guys. I don't know if they're the best coaches. Do you have any issues with this staff, and do you think they're going to be able to get Georgia back to the top?
Well, you know, because of the kind of coach Kirby is, he's in every room. So it's not like, you know, he's you know, telling the guys to turn the lights out when they leave the building. And Kirby Smart, you know, last man, all kind of deal. He's overseeing everything. And these are the guys that he trusts. And that's the most important thing is, does Kirby trust these guys? Now, the question I have is, does Kirby get to a point, like Saban did, where it's not about who you know and who you trust anymore? Those guys are all moved on. They have other jobs. I mean, look at all the former Kirby assistants that got head coaching jobs already, right? Mm-hmm. But you run out of the inventory of the good old boys. And then just like Saban, he started bringing in outside guys, you know, Sarkisian and Kiffin and Brian Daboll. I mean, these offensive wizards, and just kind of did, I don't know if Saban really turned it over to them, but certainly, you know, the game plan at Alabama seemed to shift from give me a quarterback that's not going to lose the game manager, to some explosive guys playing quarterback and offenses that were really opened up. Now, will it get to that point at Georgia? Well, it depends, because to run that kind of offense, you know, Alabama had, what, three Heisman Trophy finalists in 2020 when they won the national title. Are we in a day and age where any team can afford three of the five Heisman? I mean, maybe Texas, maybe Ohio State. But outside of that, can Georgia really go out there and procure the kind of talent they had, even defensively, 21 and 22, when he had, what, five first-round future defensive linemen on that field? I just don't know, in this era of parity that's been brought on by NIL spending, if we're going to see those kind of quote-unquote super teams anymore that maybe you would need that would justify running that sort of high-caliber offense that we saw Alabama run with Tua and Hurts and Mack.
It is Mike Griffith, guys from Dog Nation and the AJC here on Dukes and Bell as we're wrapping up SEC Media Day's coverage. Carl loves to goad me into crapping on Bobo.
Who, me?
You did. But I just felt that, you know, and I know you're a big fan of what Carson Beck was going to be able to do. Let me ask you this. You think that Todd Monken could have fixed some of the things with Carson Beck, which caused some problems last year for Georgia early in the season?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what would have happened with Monken, because a lot of what happened with Carson Beck was drop passes. And I don't know if that was coaching or talent. I mean, I guess it remains to be seen. I mean, if Arian Smith goes out there and ends up starting in the NFL and, you know, catching 60 balls for somebody, then, you know, we'll wonder what the heck happened at Georgia. But, you know, really, really hard to say. You know, Monken also had a different defense on the other side of the ball that gave him a much wider margin for error. A lot of those great Stetson moments occurred in the fourth quarter. You know, if you got somebody like Joe Burrow at quarterback, that fourth quarter doesn't matter anymore. You know, but a lot of those games were close because the offense was a little slow starting, even with Monken. It wasn't always perfect, but because you had the elite defense, you know, we didn't really notice those warts. But, you know, when Carson Beck's, you know, trying to come back from, what was it, 31-7 down at halftime, a little bit easier to pick them apart. You know, and a lot of that falling behind had to do with the drop pass on the opening drive and a missed audible that resulted in an Alabama turnover and touchdown. So 14-0, Carson Beck hasn't done anything wrong. Receiver made two mistakes, and you're down 14-0. And yet still we're going to talk about the late pass where Carson throws a 50-50 ball and a 6'4 receiver can't come down with it over, you know, a 5'9 cornerback freshman at Alabama. But I digress. Munkin was good. Munkin was dialed in. You know, the question that I had, and that Carson was in the program for several years, and we talk about the Georgia culture, and if there was an issue with Carson, which I really don't think there was that much of an issue outside of the money and him being the poster child for NIL, you would wonder why the coach wouldn't demand more respect and have more discipline. But that's hard to say in this day and age, because, I mean, Carson Beck was making more than Mike Bobo his last year at Georgia. Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen with that? I mean, that's a problem in college football in general. When players start making more than the guys coaching them, that's a different dynamic. And, you know, Kirby can hold a pretty strong room, but that's gonna change things around college football. I think that's one of the things Nick Saban didn't like, was he didn't have that dominant authority and control that he once did. He didn't get all the best players like he used to. Even if Saban stuck around, he'd have a real hard time with it in this day and age.
Yeah, it's a great question that we have not yet gotten to. Some places, yes, but when you talk about a majority of the guys, you're right. That's NFL stuff. Let me ask you about the comments of Nick Abrams, because we talked to you yesterday down at SEC Media Days. Mike Griffin, our guest guys here on Dukes and Bell, the kid said, and I'm you know paraphrasing, but the quote was, "Georgia is led by Coach Smart and and Coach Schumann, and that duo has produced 3 Buckus Award winners and multiple first round picks." And the kid went on to, you know, talk about Georgia and going to Georgia and why he made the decision. Mike, it felt like these were calculated statements this week, right? Did it not?
A little bit.
Well, you mean on the heels of Texas spending more than $1 million to get the number one prospect linebacker in the country and 2026 Georgia player the day before? Yes. Perhaps. do I think it was a coincidence that Texas landed the linebacker and flipped another Georgia guy the day that Steve Sarkisian was standing in Atlanta at the College Football Hall of Fame? No, I don't think that was a coincidence. We're seeing some psychological media warfare here. I mean, Texas, you know, there's some Texas oil guys laughing that had this planned, that's, you know, that said, "Hey, you know, we're going to embarrass Georgia at the College Football Hall of Fame on Media Day. That's the day we want to get this kid. We're going to spend this money. You know, we're going to show everybody that, you know, we own the Southeastern Conference." And then later that day, Sark says, "There's only so much money to go around." I'm just like, no, wait a minute. You're spitting in my face. I was insulted by this. Like, what are you talking about, man? You guys, they literally, this is not an exaggeration. I think when I said this, people thought I was sensationalizing yesterday.
No.
They really do drive Lamborghinis and practice pour into the stadium and are outside the stadium for those kids to see when they're there on visits. They have a deal. They have a sponsor, a Lamborghini sponsorship, and they park these things. And you're telling me that they're not trying to influence kids with money and that they don't value NIL or they don't make it? Of course they do. And all I'm saying, and that's fine. That's fine. We get it. You know, going to these facilities at Georgia eating, you know, lobster and steak for dinner every night. You know, that's wanting money too. But don't try to pretend or give us this illusion that the money that Texas has to spend is anything but an advantage. It's insulting to suggest otherwise. And that's just the world we live in. And I tell Georgia fans, but look, at the end of the day, you've got a top 10 budget. You don't have number one. You don't have number two. You probably don't have 3, 4, or 5. But Georgia's still in the top 10. They have enough money with Kirby Smart as head coach to put together a championship roster. They do.
Talking with Mike Griffith, guys, wrapping things up from SEC Media Week's Eli Drinkowitz, probably the most compelling guy. Golf questions for Malzahn. What did you get from the SEC Media Days other than this continuing war between the Big Ten and the SEC and Georgia and Texas? Are those the storylines?
Yeah, well, Georgia-Texas for sure. I mean, but I thought Alabama, you know, Alabama and Kalen DeBoer and, you know, getting asked by a reporter, you know, about living up to the Bama standard. I mean, what they say, the natives are getting restless. You know, the drums are beating after a 4-loss season when the head coach. Can you imagine if somebody asked Nick Saban if they lived up to the Alabama standard? They'd have taken him out in handcuffs and get this guy out of here. You know, the security would have came. He never would have been allowed in the stadium again. But hey, when you lose 4 games and, you know, Alabama does have a standard and the fans do have expectations and losing to Vanderbilt was not acceptable. I mean, it happens. We've talked about the parity in the SEC, but that one wasn't supposed to happen, especially the week after they beat Georgia and had the number one ranking. And then they lose to Oklahoma by 3 touchdowns and basically, you know, not come out of the playoffs. So, but I think this Alabama team is loaded. I think that if the quarterback play is good, that we'll see him in the SEC championship game. I think that LSU is really good as well. I was impressed with their presentation. And Brian Kelly, I think, is a really good football team. Really sound, but, man, this league's tough. And it's more and more, I think Lane Kiffin said, it's more and more like the NFL. From week to week, anybody really can get you. And so, you know, that the presentations of the different coaches and the players, there was a lot of optimism in there from a lot of different – you understand the SEC is alive and well. But what really struck me, and, you know, just – and I know you know Gary Stokin, but, right, you know, standing in there and seeing what Atlanta has done to have this College Football Hall of Fame and this kickoff classic game that they put on, and I think back 20, 25 years ago, I was covering Tennessee, and nobody wanted to come to the Peach Bowl. You didn't really look at Atlanta as a destination city.
Right.
And now it is. It's beautiful. I mean, you look at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You look at the College Football Hall of Fame. You look at, you know, the way they put on that event, you know, right across from Centennial Park. It was awesome. And I'm like, this is so great that Atlanta has college football in its heart, like where it belongs. Mm. It's the capital of the South. There's alumni from all the universities. So just the presence of it, and I think you guys spoke to it before it came on, just the class and dignity of the event.
Yeah.
It was as first class as it gets. They were not done. Dallas put on one whale of a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Show last year with Texas coming in the league. I felt like Atlanta certainly held their own.
Mike Griffith, great job, man. We love following your stuff. Dog Nation, we'll talk soon, man, as camp gets underway here and we get to some football, some real football on the field. Thanks again, Mike.
All right, guys. Look forward to it. Have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, man. Good stuff from him. All right, we're coming back. We got more stuff to get to. Big deal in the NFL today as he got his bag, and it's a big one. We're going to talk about that when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.